The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. This is the 4 o'clock hour on Friday. Phone lines are open at 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. I might mention it once or twice the rest of the program. I've just got somebody to thank on our Bible League campaign. Elizabeth from Millersport, Ohio, went online yesterday, but I didn't get the report until today. Elizabeth in Millersport, Ohio, went online to thewordcolumbus.com, clicked on the Bible League banner, and made a very nice pledge. Now, here's where we are, all right? We're at $21,645. We are $355 away from $22,000. We're $355 away from reaching the $22,000 mark. Would you like to give? If you haven't had the opportunity yet, today is the final day. Let's see how many more Bibles we can send. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, or go online at thewordcolumbus.com and simply click on the Bible League banner. Wouldn't it be great if we could hit $22,000 before we close out the campaign today? Be wonderful. Just that many more people that will be touched with God's word. All right, here is how the liberal left thinks. This is one of the strangest, most bizarre things, and to be really honest, one of the most discriminatory and racist things that I have seen in a long, long time. I mean, one of the most discriminatory, one of the most racist things I have seen in a long, long time. The city of Oakland, California, and if you know anything about Oakland, California, uber left. I mean, they are so far to the left. The mayor and city council in Oakland, California, has just announced a $500 guaranteed income program. Guaranteed income. Now, the bottom line is the recipients are going to get $500, no strings attached, none whatsoever. And, oh, by the way, this is a month, $500 a month. Don't have to do anything. You don't have to work. You don't have to fill out any paperwork. You don't have to make any pledges. Just get the check, $500 a month. Now, who is going to get the $500 a month? Poor people. Poor black people. No. White people? No. We can't give money to white people. According to the Associated Press, the program that was announced Tuesday of this week by Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf will give money, and I'm quoting, this is quoting from the city of Oakland, only to low-income families of color. Quote, We have designed this demonstration project to add to the body of evidence and to begin this relentless campaign to adopt a guaranteed income federally. All right, now first, if you know anything about Scripture, if you know anything about the Bible is very, very clear. You don't work, you don't eat. God does not reward laziness. A solid work ethic is found all through Scripture. Old Testament, New Testament, solid work ethic. The biblical welfare program? Oh, the Bible did have a welfare program. When a wealthy landowner brought workers in to harvest the field, whether it was, you know, a vineyard or whether it was wheat or corn or whatever, the boss, the landowner, would instruct the laborers, the harvesters, don't harvest everything. Leave some things behind. They were called gleanings. And then, when they were all done harvesting the field, poor people could go and work. They picked it up. They didn't go to a corner and it was handed to them in a bushel basket. They had to go into the field and they had to get it. So there was some dignity, there was some pride, and there was certainly work involved. It was a welfare program. But it was free in the sense that they were not employees, but it was not free in the sense that they had to go to the fields and they had to work to get it. And then you fast forward to the New Testament, and the New Testament is very clear. You don't work, you don't eat. If you're not willing to work, then, sorry, you're not eligible. Were there exceptions for people that were disabled, handicapped? Yes, there were. But if you could work, the Bible's very clear. If you can work, no free handouts. Nope, 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 because God knows what that does to a person. So the state of California, well, Oakland, is hoping to start a federal guaranteed income federally, nationally. On the program's website, Oakland Resilient Families said its aim is to advance strategies. Listen, I'm quoting. The aim of the program is to advance strategies to eliminate racial disparities and economic stability, mobility, and assets through a guaranteed income. Now, what do you do to people when you just give and give and give with no strings attached, no responsibility? You destroy their character. You absolutely destroy them. The website goes on through, this is so typical of the left, through storytelling and data, uplift the truth that poverty is a systems failure, not a personal failure. So there's no personal responsibility? A person bears no responsibility whatsoever. It's all the system. It's not a... This is so antithetical to the American way of life and even a biblical way of life. The mayor went on to say, the poverty we all witness today is not a personal failure. It is a systems failure. Now, for some people, it is a systems failure. But for a lot of people, it's personal. Quote, guaranteed income is one of the most promising tools for systems change, racial equity, and economic mobility we've seen in decades, the mayor said. I'm proud to work with such committed local partners to build a new system that can help undo centuries of economic and racial injustice. But it's only for people of color. White person, poor as dirt, disabled, can't work. Sorry, you're white. No, you're disqualified because of the color of your skin. Can you think of anything more racist than that? We're going to reward or we're going to punish you solely, and I mean solely, on the color of your skin. Yeah, that is the definition of racism.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live on this Friday. Oh, wait. This is Friday, March 26th. Something historic happened on this day. Wait. Let me think. March 26th. Something absolutely historic. Oh, I know. Joy Burney was born. I'm not going to tell you how many years ago. Oh, no. I learned my lesson. But history on this day. My beautiful, wonderful wife was born. Today is her birthday. And believe it or not, after all of these years, she listens usually every day. It is very rare that she misses a day. I wouldn't do it.
She wants to make sure you don't tell her age.
Well, that's probably it. Anyway, happy birthday, hon. I am so thankful for you. What a gift God gave me when God gave me Joy Forgan, who then became Joy Burney. A Maslin Tiger married a guy from California. Anyway, happy birthday, hon. And if you want to wish her a happy birthday, joy@crosspower.net. Just joy@crosspower.net is her email address. All right, we're going to go to the phones on this Friday, and I've got Bob on the east side of Columbus. Bob, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yes. I want to talk about what you were saying about the $500 thing.
Yeah.
I think whoever came up with it, I think they're trying to send a message to those companies and corporations who, you know, want to own everything and they don't want to hire the blacks and certain races and also don't want them to allow them to have education so they can get the better jobs. And my other comment is you talk about people that if they don't work, they shouldn't eat, this kind of thing. There are plenty of people in this country who eat, but they don't work because they're so rich, they don't have to work. Even around the world, look at those Queen of England, all those people over there, the royal people. They're sitting on billions of dollars, never worked a day in their life.
Okay. How does that impact you? And I don't mean that in a disrespectful manner. How does that impact you?
How does it impact me? I never looked at it that way because I work.
Good. Good for you.
I've been denied jobs, denied education.
Yeah, all right.
I'm used to it.
Well, Bob, with all due respect, and I mean that sincerely, here is the message that those politicians are trying to communicate in California and other places. Vote for us, and we'll give you free stuff. If you will put us in office, we will give you free stuff. Here's the problem. They never keep their promises. And to
don't
just
you think that if companies would hire people, they would choose to work instead of to get something free? And what about what are your comments about the rich people who don't work?
What about them?
Well,
most rich people have worked and most people have earned it. The overwhelming majority of rich people have worked hard to get those riches. Are there some that were born with a silver spoon in their mouth and were just handed a bunch of? Sure, but those are very, very unusual. Mark Zuckerberg is a gazillionaire. He wasn't born into a rich family. The guy that founded Microsoft, who is that? Bill Gates. He wasn't born wealthy. They founded Microsoft in a garage in California. And you could go down the list. Probably most of the wealthiest people in America today started out very humbly, and they worked very, very hard. Am I jealous of that because they're rich and I'm not? Nope. God bless them. If they use that money, well, by the way, how they use that money is none of my business. But I hope they'll use that money for other people's good. But it is not my job to resent them because they've got a lot of money. The bottom line is, and I guess Bob hung up. I'm sorry, Bob. We didn't hang up on him, but he's gone, and I'm sorry because I'd love to have carried this conversation on. This is what the left is trying to do. Divide us racially, economically. The left, if you are not wealthy, the left wants you to look at the wealthy and resent them. Why do they have all the money and I don't? Look at them. They don't even have to work anymore. Well, maybe they've worked really hard and they don't have to work anymore, but that's none of my business. And this is my biggest problem with this thing in California. They are saying that poverty has no personal responsibility whatsoever. It is the system. In fact, let me quote it. Let me find the quote again. Hang on. Through storytelling, what? A direct quote from the mayor of Oakland. Through storytelling and data, uplift the truth.
Their truth.
That poverty is a systems failure, not a personal failure. That is such a bald-faced lie. Are there people that have been failed by the system? Yes, there are. But the minute you remove personal responsibility, you destroy a person's character. The minute you start giving out free stuff with no responsibility, you destroy that person. Think of the kid in the grocery store pulling things off the shelf, throwing an absolute fit. They're a spoiled brat. Because the parents do not love them enough to teach them discipline and character. Government wants to be that kind of parent.